大家好。
So what's the most unbelievable thing you've ever heard?
你听过最难以相信的事是什么？
I've got a couple things that I just thought I'd mention.
有两件事我要说一下。
One has to do with the strawberry.
有一件事是这个草莓。
Okay. It has to do with the weight of something that's very big, but weighs the same as strawberry.
这个有一个东西它重量很大，但是非常大，但是和这个草莓一样重。
It's something that all of you use every day.
这个东西你们每天都用。
Yeah, that's something that you use every day.
Yeah, 你每天都在用。
Use every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that helps you to communicate with people all over the world.
这个东西你用来跟世界所有的人去交通。
It's something that contains far more books than you find in your library.
那但这个东西呢？它比世界上所有这个图书馆里的书还要多。
And it weighs less than the strawberry.
它的重量比这个草莓还要轻。
Pretty unbelievable, huh?
很难相信是吗？
Okay, I'm talking about the internet.
我在讨论这个互联网。
And the internet supposedly does have weight.
这个互联网是有一点重量的。
Because when you have electrons that are in motion, they apparently have a very minute weight. And the internet altogether weighs I think it's 20 grams, which is about the same as a small strawberry.
整个的互联网它重量在20克左右。
So that's pretty amazing.
这很让人难以相信，是吗？
The next amazing unbelievable thing that I want to tell you about is...
Yeah, 另外一件很难相信是我将告诉你的是这个。
Related to this paper.
是这张纸。
You'll notice if I fold the paper, it becomes thicker. You probably can't tell from there, but it does.
如果这个纸很重的话，你可能不知道多重，但是 你应该会知道。
If I fold this paper 20 times, does anybody want to guess how tall it would be?
如果我折这张纸20次的话，你会想象它有多大吗？
It would be as high as Mount Everest. Mount Everest.
它的 size 就像什么？
If I folded this paper 20 times, it would be as high as Mount Everest.
Mount Everest. 最高的山是吧？
Yeah.
对，如果折20次的话，就像最高的山一样。
And if I was to fold it 42 times, it would reach the moon.
如果我折这个42次的话，它就会达到月亮上去。
I don't have time to demonstrate right now.
我没有时间去演示这件事。
The third thing I want to tell you,
第三件事我要告诉你的是呢
，is related to the banana，
就像这个香蕉。
Yeah, this banana and I actually share 50% of the same DNA.
我和这个香蕉实际上有超过50%的相似的 DNA。
So if I had two bananas, that would equal 100% of my DNA, right?
如果两个香蕉，那就跟我的整个 DNA 一样了。
The last one's not true.
第二个是不对的。
Okay, so you may be saying, oh, that's unbelievable. I don't believe the first one, or I don't believe the second one.
你觉得那简直是太滑稽了，我不能相信。第一件事不相信，第二件也不相信。
And who knows? Maybe I'm wrong.
谁知道呢？也许我错了。
Maybe you actually have to fold the paper 43 times to reach the moon.
也许你将这折纸43次才能达到月亮那么高。
But the point is, these facts are really irrelevant.
但是这些事实呢，实际上没有关系。
Whether the strawberry is actually twice the weight of the internet, or whether my DNA and this banana make up 52% of the same DNA.
也许这个草莓，也许是比因特奈比整个互联网的两倍还要重。也许呢，那个香蕉呢，它这个 DNA 的重合度呢，比50%要高或者低。
It's not going to change your life.
它并不会改变你的生命。
But I want to talk about something that's unbelievable that will change your life.
但我今天要讨论某些事很难相信，但是却要改变你的生命。
So we're looking today at the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
我们今天会要思考耶稣复活这件事。
Easter is the celebration of Jesus Christ's resurrection from the dead.
复活节我们是来庆祝耶稣的复活。
And maybe the first time, I don't know how many of you can think about and remember the first time you heard about the resurrection. I wonder what kind of response you had. Maybe you can think about that for a moment.
也许你想起你第一次听到耶稣复活这件事，你是什么反应呢？
It may have been somewhat like the response of Thomas.
也许就像多马这里的反应一样。
Thomas was called to believe the unbelievable.
多马呢，实际上就是要相信这很难相信的事情。
And he should have been used to it.
他也许应该是很适应这件事情。
Because as he was following Jesus, he saw and experienced Jesus doing unbelievable things during the 3 years he was with him.
在多马和耶稣三年的时间里，他看到耶稣行了很多的神迹，很难相信的事情。
He saw Jesus healing lame and lepers.
他看到耶稣治疗瘸腿的和走路不便的。
He saw Jesus healing and giving sight to a man who had been born blind.
他看到耶稣治好瞎眼的人。
And to many blind men.
很多瞎眼的人。
He saw Jesus walking on water.
他看到耶稣在水上行走。
He saw Jesus calming a storm that was terrifying fishermen.
他看到耶稣平静风浪。
He saw Jesus casting out demons.
他看到耶稣赶出那些鬼魔。
He saw Jesus evading people who were trying to capture him, just walking through their midst, and they could not get a hold of him.
他看到耶稣怎么样从寻索他的人手中逃开。
And shortly before Jesus died on the cross, he saw Jesus raise a man from the dead who had been dead for 4 days.
他看到耶稣把一个死了四天的人从死里让他活过来。
This last one he struggled a little bit with.
但是最后这件事他里面有一些征战。
In John chapter 11,
在约翰福音十一章
Jesus had told the disciples,My friend Lazarus is sick.
耶稣告诉他的门徒说，我的朋友拉撒路是病了。
But he waited to go to him until after Lazarus had died.
当我们看到亚撒路的时候，却知道他死了。
And at that time, the Jews were looking for an opportunity to kill Jesus.
当时那时候很多人找一个机会要杀掉耶稣。
And so the disciples were afraid to go to Lazarus's home.
但是所有的门徒都非常害怕去到多马去到拉撒路的家里。
And when Jesus said, "My friend Lazarus is dead, and we're going there now, and I'm glad actually that he's dead."
当耶稣说我的朋友拉撒路是死了，我们去要到他的家里去。
At that point in time, it's the first time in Scripture that we hear Thomas saying something.
那是我们在圣经中第一次听到多马说了些事。
And Thomas says, "Let us go with him that we may die also."
我们看到圣经说，多马就对那同坐门徒的说，我们也去和他同死吧。
Now, Peter later on told Jesus, he says, "I'm willing to die for you."
彼得以后我们知道，彼得说，主啊，我想跟你一起死。
And Peter had this kind of confidence that.You believed him, and Peter was full of confidence, and I imagined him saying this as a declarative statement that this is going to happen. Nothing's going to keep me from dying with you. I will never forsake you.
彼得就有这样强烈的信心，就是主啊，我会和你一起死，什么也不会阻止这件事发生。
But Thomas's temperament was a little bit different.
但是多马这里的语调却有些不一样。
I picture Thomas as being a little bit more like Eeyore, the donkey.
这个多马是有点像那个驴子一样。
Yeah, the children's story like I see him as not having confidence.
我看到他没有那样的信心，多马没有这样的信心。
More like, oh well, I guess we'll go with him and die with him.
多马当时是害怕了，他就说主，那我就跟你一块去死算了。
So he wasn't exactly someone who appeared to be a very optimistic person.
他不是那个很有这个优越很乐观的人。
So he saw, but in the end, he saw Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead.
但最后他看到耶稣让拉撒路从死里活了过来。
And he also heard some unbelievable things that Jesus said.
他又听到耶稣说了很难让人相信的事情。
He heard Jesus speak with power and wisdom that the greatest teachers of that time could not contradict.
他听到耶稣说了很有能力的话，是世上当时所有的人所说不出来的。
He heard Jesus speaking amazing things about the kingdom of God.
他听到耶稣说很惊奇的事情，是关于神的国。
And he even heard the voice of God coming from heaven and affirming Jesus.
他听到神的声音，天父的声音从天上降来，说到耶稣的事情。
Shortly before Jesus went to the cross, as he was talking with the disciples, he also spoke much about his peace, his presence, his death, his resurrection, and the Holy Spirit.
他提到耶稣在上十字架之前，他说到自己在世上的侍奉，以及他死在十字架上，他的复活，以及他与门徒的同在。
So it seems Thomas should have been ready for some of this.
我看上去多马似乎应该去相信很多这些事实。
But we can't be too hard on Thomas because none of the other disciples were really ready for it either.
但是我们不能对多马太苛刻，因为其他所有的门徒并没有想到将要发生什么事情。
So Thomas initially believed the unbelievable as he was walking with Jesus, as he saw Jesus do these many things.But then he begins to doubt the unbelievable.
多马经历着所有一切的神迹，但是他开始怀疑这件事。
Those of us who have put our faith in Christ, we really have believed some unbelievable things.
所有我们这些成为基督徒的人，都是相信那件很难相信的事情。
That God, who created the universe, would come and live among us as human beings.
那么在这个无数的宇宙中，那么我们成为这些人类。
That the creator of this universe would actually die in a physical body.
但是创造我们的这位主，这位神，会在这个十字架上死掉。
But that this universe would continue to exist.
但是这个世界却还在。
And that 3 days later, that this God who died in a human body and showed us the love of God would actually come back to life.
但是在十字架上死掉的这位主在三天之后却从死里复活向我们显现。
My Muslim students, I was talking with them about Easter this week.
我这一周呢跟我的很多穆斯林的学生去讨论复活节这件事。
Just introducing holidays, Easter and Passover.
但告诉他这个是是个节日。像这个复活节啊，像这个逾越节，对。
And when I talked about Jesus dying on the cross, they said no, Jesus didn't die.
我跟他说耶稣死在十字架上，那穆斯林同学说没有，耶稣没有死。
And so I asked them, well, what do you guys believe about this?
完，我跟他说你必须相信这件事。
And they said, well, we believe that right before Jesus died on the cross, God sent someone who looked just like Jesus to die on the cross, and God took Jesus up into heaven.
我们相信的是，在基督马上要十字架之前，神呢，去差遣了一位跟耶稣长得很像的人死在十字架上，真正的耶稣却被提到天上了。
And I thought, well, that's interesting. I hadn't heard that before.
很有趣，我根本没听说过这件事情。
But I decided to at least throw this out there and say, well, it sounds like Muslims and Christians at least share the belief that Jesus.At present is alive.
那么我至少有一个共同点呢，就是基督徒跟穆斯林有个共同相信，就是说耶稣这个人是活着的。
And they said yes.
他说对，是他们相信。
So and then also they believe that Jesus will come again and will judge all of us.
他们也同时相信说耶稣会回来，而且要审判世上一切的人。
So anyway, I was thinking in some ways, wow, what they believe is also unbelievable.
但我相信穆斯林所相信的也确实是非常难以相信的。
The difference between the facts that I shared with you earlier and the fact of Jesus' resurrection, though, is that Jesus' resurrection is the absolute basis of our faith.
但是我以前跟你说的这件事呢，以及基督的复活的不同点在于，基督的复活是我们整个信心的根基。
This is what gives us the confidence and the belief that we also will live.With God for eternity.
这给我们一个这样大的信心，就是说我们会和神一样，会活到永远。
Those of us who have believed, I don't know if any of you have gone through a period of doubting in your life.
我不知道在座的基督徒是否有在你的生命中有一些怀疑的阶段。
Two years after I put my faith in Christ, I began to go through a real period of doubting.
在我信主两年之后，我经历了一个阶段，有很大的怀疑。
I began to struggle as I listened to my biology teacher in university talk about evolution.
那么我当时由于是在听我的大学教授在讲进化论的事情。
And I began to have a question in my mind, what if this isn't true? What if I've just been tricked into believing something that's not true?
那我开始有点担心，就是说如果我相信的错了怎么办？如果我相信的事情最后显示出来结果是不对的是怎么办？
And these were very heavy doubts that I had that I didn't feel comfortable sharing with my Christian brothers and sisters.
那这个怀疑是这样的沉重，以至于我不敢跟我周围的基督徒朋友来交流。
I was afraid they would say, "Oh, maybe you're not a real Christian."
也许他们会说，哎，你不是真基督徒，你没有真的得救。
Or maybe even worse, they would say, "Yeah, I have the same doubts."
也许更难、更可怕的是，他们也说，哦，我也这样怀疑。
So I carried these things around.
所以我自己背负着这些重担。
And I struggled with these things.
但是我跟这些事情一直在征战。
And for me, it was the word of God and the promises in Isaiah 53 that really gave me this foundation of faith that this is true.
是神的话，是神在以赛亚书53章所说的这些话，让我真的相信神的话。
To read about the life of Jesus, about his death, about his resurrection, and in detail, a detailed account of these things, and it was written 500 years before Jesus even came to earth.
关于耶稣的降生、耶稣的死、耶稣的复活，是在这件事发生500年前都写了好的。
And there's some other things that I can talk about later, and we'll talk about later, that can help us in our season of doubt.
那么有其他的一些事情可以帮助我们在怀疑的时候能够相信。
For Thomas, there were some pretty unbelievable things that happened that Thomas missed.
在 Thomas 的这种侍奉过程中，他错过了很多事情。
On the first Easter, when Jesus rose from the dead,
当耶稣刚从死里复活的时候
，Here's what Thomas missed.
汤马多马没有看见。
Jesus first appeared to Mary and other women at the tomb.
当耶稣向玛利亚和其他的几个女人在坟墓前显现的时候，多马不在边上。
He also appeared to two disciples as they were walking on the road to Emmaus.
当门徒向以马忤寺走的时候，多马也不在那。
He broke bread with these two disciples in their home, and then he disappeared.
当耶稣跟他的门徒在擘饼的时候，多马也不在那。
He also appeared to Peter and the other disciples, and this is in John, the first part of John chapter 20.
当耶稣最开始向彼得和他门徒显现的时候，多马也不在。
And when Jesus appeared to the 10 disciples,
当耶稣向十个门徒显现的时候
，they saw him.
他们看见他。
They ate with him.
同他一起吃喝。
He opened their mind to understand the scriptures.
耶稣使他们心里明亮，能够懂得圣经。
And he especially helped them to understand the crucifixion, his death on the cross, the resurrection, forgiveness, and proclaiming the gospel.
特别的是，耶稣告诉他们关于十字架的真理，关于复活的真理，关于赦免的真理，以及关于传福音的使命。
He blessed them with.Peace. Over and over again, said, "Peace be with you."
耶稣一次一次对他们说，愿你们平安。
And he gave them a foretaste of the Holy Spirit by breathing the Holy Spirit on them.
耶稣提前向他们看见圣灵即将降临，向他们吹气说，愿你们受圣灵。
They not only saw Jesus, but he also showed them his wounds.
他同时。
They not only saw Jesus, but he also showed them his wounds from the cross.
Okay. 他们并不只是看到耶稣，同时看到耶稣身上在十字架上的钉痕。
He actually showed them where the spear went into his side.
耶稣向他们显示他的肋旁有当时那个矛的钉痕。
Where was Thomas at this time?
多马在哪里呢？
We have no idea.
我们并不知道。
He might have just ditched his faith and said, forget it. I don't want anything more to do with you guys or Jesus.
耶稣可能在知道耶稣钉死之后马上就信心受到这样的打击，说我不跟你们在一起，我不相信这些。
Or maybe he was out buying some food.
也许他出去找什么东西吃去了。
We don't know.
我们并不知道。
But we do know that the disciples went to him later that day and they looked for him.
我们知道周围的所有门徒去找他了，并且在那天找到。
In verse 24 of John chapter 20,
在约翰福音二十章第24节。
It says, now Thomas, who is known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when he came.
那十二个门徒中有称为低图马的多马，耶稣来的时候，他没有和他们同在。
So the other disciples told him, we have seen the Lord.
那些门徒就对他说，我们已经看见主了。
But he said to them,
多马却说，
unless I see the nail marks in his hands,
我非看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探入那钉痕。
And put my finger into where the nails were.
用指头探入那钉痕。
And put my hand into his side.
用手探入他的肋旁。
I will not believe.
我总不信。
He didn't just say, unless I see and touch the nail marks and touch his side.
他并不只是说，除非我摸到耶稣，我总不信。
He said, and in one of the versions, King James Version and another version, it says, unless I thrust my hand into his side.
在其他的英文圣经，这里是说，当我用手真的插入耶稣的肋旁，我总不信。
So, we see here, and he says, I will not believe, and some versions say, I will never believe.
那当然也有一些圣经的版本说，我总不信是说，我永远不会信。
And it wasn't until a week later that Jesus shows up again.
这个事情一周之后，耶稣才显现。
Now we can imagine, when we look at it as, oh, he only had to wait a few more days and Jesus was going to come again.
在我们看来，也许他只需要等几天，耶稣就会来。
But Thomas didn't have that promise.
但多马当时却没有这样的保证。
Jesus never said, I'll be back in 7 days.
耶稣当时并没跟他说我七天之后会来。
If he did say that, it's not recorded.
如果即便一次说了的话，但是圣经中也没这样讲。
So Jesus was putting all of the disciples through a period of uncertainty. They didn't know when they were going to see him again or possibly if they were going to see him again.
那么耶稣把所有的门徒放在一种不确定的这个试炼之中，他们并不知道耶稣会来，什么时候来，会怎样来。
And Thomas had the worst of it because he didn't even get to see Jesus.
但是多马又是特别，他却在耶稣复活之后从来没有看过耶稣。
So what would Thomas be thinking during this week?
在这一周中，多马会想些什么呢？
It seems as though there's maybe a little bit of bitterness in his voice.
我们从他说的话中，我们想到他心里确实有很大的苦涩。
Maybe a little bit of anger.
也许甚至有些愤怒。
Similar to Jonah, when Jonah said, I'm angry enough to die.
就像约拿那样说，我是这样的生气，我死了算了。
But Thomas, he did not have the confidence that Jesus would ever come back again, and he felt like, well, I guess I missed it.
那也许多马就说耶稣永远不会来，也许我就真的错过这件事儿。
So Thomas is doubting.
汤马斯很大的多马很大的怀疑。
What was Jesus doing? Why did he make Thomas wait?
耶稣为什么会像多马这样的等待呢？
From Thomas's point of view, it probably was, Jesus doesn't care about me.
多马也许因为耶稣根本不关心我。
If Jesus had cared about me, he would have waited till we were all together and shown himself to us.
如果耶稣真的关心我的话，也许耶稣应该把我们都叫到一起，向我们显现。
Or Jesus would have come and shown himself to me.
也许呢，耶稣应该独自的向我显现。
So Jesus must not care about me. He waited till I was away from the ten, and then he showed himself to the other ten.
那么耶稣肯定不关心我，因为当我不和那其他十个人在一起，耶稣就向那十个人显现。
So I can imagine that Thomas must be feeling hurt.
我可以想象多玛肯定心里感觉受伤。
Maybe some rejection.
也许呢，甚至有一些退却。
Maybe some fear.
也许一些恐惧。
That Jesus does not accept Thomas.
也许耶稣并不接受我做他的门徒。
That maybe his doubting was too much.
也许他的怀疑是这样的大。
From Jesus' point of view, though,
从耶稣看来呢，
it may be different.
可能是不一样的。
We often see things from our point of view, and we have no idea what's going on in the heart of God.
在我们心中，我们也许永远不知道神的心是怎么样。
Let's look at when Jesus returns again and see how Thomas responds.
那我们接下来看看，当耶稣再回来的时候，多马是怎么样反应的。
But before we do, there's another thing I just want to mention, and that is how we often do the same thing that Thomas did here.
那么我们先来想一下，我们是怎么样在多马这种情况下，我们是怎么反应？
We might place requirements on Jesus.
我们也许会给耶稣提出一些要求。
For instance, I'll believe if you heal my mother's cancer.
那我也许我会说，主啊，我相信你，如果你能够治好我妈妈的癌症的话，我就信。
Jesus, if you help me with this final exam, I'll believe in you.
也许你帮助我这个期末考试，我就相信你。
Jesus, if you help me get this job, I'll believe in you.
如果你给我这个工作，我就信。
I was listening recently to a short story by Hemingway, a very short story.
我最近听过一个关于海明威的很短的。
It was about a soldier in the battlefield in World War I.
也许一战中的一个战士的故事。
And this man is praying, God, help me, please, if you just help me through this night, I promise, I love you, I'll serve you, I'll tell everyone about you.
然后这个战士就说，主啊，你帮助我，帮助我，主啊，我相信你，我信你，我。
And that young soldier did not die that night.
但那个很年轻的战士那一天并没有死。
But he never told anyone about Jesus.
他从来没有见过告诉其他人关于耶稣的事。
We might also,Think, well, God, if you cared about me, you would give me a wife.
也许我们会说，主啊，如果你真的关心我的话，赐给我一个妻子吧。
If you cared about me, you would give me a child.
如果你真的关心我，你就给我一个孩子吧。
So you must not care about me.
所以，如果这没发生的话，你真的不关心我。
So you can see that as Thomas was putting these requirements on Jesus, if I...Thrust my hand into his side, and if I put my finger into his where the nails were, I will believe.
我们看到多马说的这些话，只有当我手把你插入你的手上的钉痕，把我手探入你肋旁的伤痕的时候，我才
会相信。Otherwise, I will not believe.
如果不是这样，我就不信。
So first we have Thomas who is believing the impossible, and then we have Thomas who's beginning to doubt the.Unbelievable.
我们看到多马开始是相信让这难以相信的，后来我们就看到多马开始怀疑这些事实。
But as Thomas sees Jesus again, as Jesus appears to Thomas, we have Thomas embracing the undeniable.
但是感谢神，当多马看到耶稣再回来的时候，我们看到多马又相信，又接受了这个事实。
Let's look starting with verse 26, John chapter 20.So as a week later, the disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them.
跟约翰福音24章第26节，过了八日，门徒又在屋里，多马也和他们同在。
Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you."
门都关了，耶稣来站在当中说，愿你们平安。
Something beautiful about this passage that I love is that when Thomas was doubting so much, the other disciples didn't let him go. They went after him. They told him.That Jesus had appeared to them, and a week later, Thomas is still with them. They're not letting him go.
有一件事我特别喜欢圣经，是关于当多马在信仰中最低潮的时候，那周围的兄弟姐妹没有让他离开，而是在七天之久一直和他在一起。
So Thomas, in his doubt, was still a part of the community, was not pushed away.
当多马这样大的怀疑中，他仍然在弟兄姊妹在聚会的当中，没有人把他推开。
And that's an important lesson for us as the body of Christ when our brothers and sisters around us begin to doubt.
那这是一个非常重要的课程。当我们其他有信心软弱的弟兄姊妹将要离开的时候，我们应该怎么做？
So after Jesus said to them, "Peace be with you," the first thing he did that we have record of is he spoke to Thomas.
当耶稣七天之后再向他显现的时候，我们看到圣经说的第一件事，耶稣跟谁说？在跟多马说。
And his statement to Thomas shows an intimate understanding and knowledge of Thomas and what he'd been going through.
耶稣显现之后，他对多马这七天来所经历的一切的怀疑，是都那样深刻的理解，那样亲切。
He says to him,
他对多马说，
Put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hand, and put it into my side, stop doubting, and believe.
就对多马说，伸出你的食指斗来，摸我的手，伸出你的手来，探入我的肋旁，不要疑惑，总要信。
And so, here we have Jesus. Previously, Thomas thought he didn't care about me. Now we have Jesus coming and seeking out Thomas, individually.
那么我们看到多马刚开始说，以为是耶稣不要他了，耶稣把他遗弃了。那这里我们看到耶稣专门的为多马而来。
Now, oftentimes, if you're texting, you'll get a text from someone that says, "OMG, oh my God."
也许你当发短信的时候，你就在说，哦，oh my God.
This is quite different from Thomas's response.
那么这个跟多马的反应不一样。
Thomas's response was, "My Lord and my God."
多马说，我的主，我的神。
He was saying, "You are God." You are my God. You are my Lord.
他说，你是我的神，我的主，你是我个人的主。
This is a statement of worship.
这是一个敬拜的话。
And Jesus' response to Thomas, embracing the undeniable. Thomas couldn't deny him anymore. Was this?
耶稣看见他无法拒绝这样明显的事实。耶稣对他说，
He taught Thomas a really important lesson.
他跟多马一个非常重要的教导。
He says, Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.
耶稣对他说，您看见了我才信，那没有看见就信的有福了。
How many of you have seen Jesus?
你们在座的所有，哪有人见过耶稣？
So here Jesus is saying that we are more blessed than Thomas.
耶稣在这里跟我说，我们是更受祝福，甚至比多马还受祝福。
Because we have had to have, in a sense, more faith than Thomas.
所以我们的信心应该比多马更大。
We've had to believe the word of God.
我们要相信神的话。
We've had to believe the testimony of other believers.
我们要相信其他基督徒的见证。
And we've had to believe in our own experience with Jesus.
我们相信我们自己跟信主跟耶稣之间的经历。
Going on further,
继续往下看。
John, who wrote the Gospel of John, goes on and explains an application of this for us.
接下来的那个约翰就提到另一个关于这件事实的一个应用。
He says, Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book.
约翰说，耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上。
And then John says, here's why I wrote these things down.
那约翰接着说，这就是我为什么写下这些事情。
But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah.
但记这些事是叫你们信耶稣是基督。
The Son of God.
是神的儿子。
And that by believing,
并且叫你们信了他，
you may have life in his name.
就可以因他的名得生命。
So, when we're not experiencing, God, and we're not experiencing, closeness in our relationship with Jesus, what do we do?
当我们感觉神仿佛离我们远，当我们感觉到和神没有这样交通的时候，我们怎么做？
There's several things that we can and should do.
那么也许有几件事你应该做。
One is to not forget our past experiences with Christ.
也许第一件就是你不要忘记你得救的时候，你过去跟神在一起那美好的交通。
Thomas had so many experiences with Jesus. He even saw Jesus raise others from the dead. But in the depths of his despair, he forgot all of those things.
多马有这样丰富的经历，他看到主亲自让一个人从死里活了过来，甚至但是当试炼来临的时候，他就选择忘记这一切。
Another thing is to not stop reading the Word of God.
另外一件事，不要停止读神的话。
To remember the promises of Jesus.
去想起耶稣对你们的应许。
The teaching, the words, and the miracles.
去想到耶稣的教导，耶稣的神迹。
And the most important of these miracles is the resurrection from the dead.
最重要的神迹就是耶稣从死里复活。
Another thing is to listen to the testimony of others who have experienced Jesus in their lives.
另外一点就是听其他弟兄姊妹的见证，去看耶稣在他们的生命中做了怎样的事。
Also, when we're doubting, it's important for us to stay connected to the body of Christ.
当我们怀疑的时候，很重要的事就我们要彼此连接，在耶稣的身体里共同的成长和扶持。
To stay in the community.
去活在我们的在基督中的团体当中。
And to have brothers and sisters that we can share our deepest doubts and fears with.
向弟兄姊妹去分享你心中最大的苦恼和怀疑。
And to know that as they embrace us and accept us as we are, that's the embracing and the acceptance of Jesus.
当意识到当弟兄姊妹接纳你的时候，容纳你的不信你的软弱的时候，这就像耶稣接纳了你。
Because we are his body.
因为我们就是基督的身体。
Another is to not lose hope, but to trust that we're waiting for a reason.
另外一件事就是永远不要失去希望，就要相信我们等待是有一个原因。
You remember that Thomas, he didn't see an end to the waiting. He didn't see a purpose in the waiting. He just felt rejection in the waiting. But Jesus was up to something completely different.
我们想到多马在那七天发生的事情，他也许永远看不到这些尽头，他也许永远不知道为什么这么做，但是耶稣却是有更好的指望。
And another is to choose to stop doubting and to believe.
另外一件事就是停止一切的怀疑，去选择相信。
Jesus says, stop doubting and believe. He commanded him, meaning it was probably his will that was holding back. I'm not going to do this.
耶稣对他们这么说，耶稣说不要怀疑，总要信。
So the fact that it's a command means it's something that we can do something about. We can choose to believe.
耶稣的命令告诉我们，我们是有个选择，我们可以选择相信。
It's like if I see that chair there and I think, well, maybe the chair will support me, maybe it won't. At some point, I have to choose to sit down in that chair, to trust that that chair is going to support me. And that's what Jesus is asking us to do as we trust in him.
也许这件事就像你看到那个椅子，你觉得哎，它可能会撑住我，也可能不行。但是，也许你就要有这样的信心，说我要坐上去，这个椅子能够支撑住我。耶稣所教导的你，就是要这样的信心。
So first, we're called to believe in the unbelievable. Second, is when we're doubting, to embrace the undeniable Jesus.
我们首先被呼召是要相信的，难以相信的。那么第二步呢？我们是要让我们承认，在我们怀疑的时候，就要承认那无可否认的事实。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we do thank you so much that you came and that you live among us. You lived among us. That you died.
主啊，我们感谢你来到我们中间，你跟我们一起生活。主啊，你为我们死了。
Thank you for forgiving us our sins.
谢谢你赦免了一切的罪。
For rising from the dead.
感谢你从死里复活。
To show your power over death.
把你的能力向死亡战胜死亡的能力向我们显现。
And Lord, we thank you that you live among us.
主，我们感谢你今天在我们中间。
Pray, Lord, that our hearts would be open to you.
主，求你让我们的心向你打开。
That you would continue to draw us closer to you.
主，你把我们把你带向你跟你更近。
And that you would use our lives for your glory.
主，你用我们的生命去荣耀你的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
用耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.